Good morning. 7:09 on Monday, August 15th, 2016. I'm back. I needed a day. I think I last talked to you on Friday. I thought I might be able to get up and move on Sunday. No. The ride over and back to Grand Junction was a killer. I left at 11 o'clock in the morning on Friday, got into Grand Junction at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Lisa Manifold and I worked until about 10, doing a little fine-tuning on the presentation. And then I crashed hard, and I had to get up again. Breakfast before we went over, and we were there around 8 at the venue, a very nice venue, the Grand Junction Business Incubator. And it was supposed to be from 9 to noon. We ran till 12:30. People started filtering out. We ran till 12:30. And it was after 1 before the last of the stragglers left. We headed out. Headed out around 1. I got home around 7. So there was a little detour in there for food and gasoline. The Western Slope is known for peaches, and it is peach season. So I took a little detour to a peach orchard. And I got a box of beautiful peaches. But yeah, Saturday night I got home around 7. I was just about at the end of my rope. So I did get to bed relatively early. But Sunday was not a, oh yeah, let's get up and go walk. No. So I declared a rest day. And then I made myself come out at 7:15. I would have come out at 6, but I'd only been up a few minutes. I really needed coffee. So it was interesting. The presentation was largely to new players. A lot of people are still in the mindset of, well, I've been working with the publishing house. But they're not doing anything for me, so I think I'm going to give a try at the ebook for my next one. Try the ebook. Try the ebook on my own. So it's still a very, for the Rocky Mountain fiction writers anyway, the population is still very much in the, I don't know. Well, it's not openly Hobbes, though. There's a certain faction that really thinks we should have no place. And just to add insult to injury, I noticed a comment on one of the blogs that there was a typo on the paperback cover of In Ashes Born. Came that way from the artist. I wrote him a letter. We had a long conversation last night about it. Apparently I noticed the typo in when I was putting the ebook together. but then neglected to change it on the paperback. I didn't notice it on the paperback, probably because I was moving too fast and not paying enough attention. Morning. So I'm waiting now for CreateSpace to approve the galley. I can re-release it with the correct cover on it. So today should be, well, I'm going to go home and see if, I'm going to make a double check and make sure that I haven't missed any typos and ashes. Typo reports, I get them. There's a button on my website. Make sure I haven't lost any of those. I'm going to republish them as well. See if I can make sure I haven't made any more mistakes. It happens. I mean, that's the problem with being a one-man operation. It's really easy to. It's really easy to screw up. So I have people edit the text. I should have people edit the book. Manly. Manly McGillicuddy, attorney at law. It's gonna be one of those choppy days. I've gotta go have therapy this morning at 9 instead of 8, which is good, otherwise I'd be already pushing the envelope in terms of having to leave again. I've been thinking about backlist. I've been thinking about dropping the prices on the Trader's Tales to $3.99 so that I can put two box sets up volumes 1 through 3 and volumes 4 through 6 at $9.99. The problem with the 6-book box set is...
I don't realize I'm connected to the door.
Yeah.
Can I put my towel on there?
I suppose I could put the... leave them the same price and put the box sets up at $9.99. Good morning. $9.99 instead of $15.95. What would be 3 times 5 would be $15. $15 minus 15 cents. $14.85. $9.95. Yeah, you know what? That might work. That might work. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Do the same thing with Tanith. Now that the new series are beginning to get out there, having a box set for people to catch up with is a thing. I don't know. I'll have to think about it a little bit more. I'm not quite convinced. In large part because my pricing has always been part of my brand. $4.95. All my books are $4.95. Except for the novella, which is... you know, like 20,000 words. But all the books are $4.95. Not because that's what the market would bear.
Morning.
Morning. But because that's the last price I remember paying for mass market paperbacks and being happy to do so. I don't know, something to think about. We talked a lot about it, Lisa and I. We talked for 12 hours, so 6 hours over, 6 hours back. Plus the conversation around what are we going to talk about tomorrow, and actually doing the talking. It was good, I think, because while we agreed on a lot of things, we disagreed on a lot of things. And so we sort of demonstrated that there isn't really one answer. There isn't really one path that everybody has to figure out how to do it. And we offered a bunch of options, a bunch of different tools that they might consider. Lisa really has a... she's done really well with a phone app that gives her a ride or die kind of timer. But it's on her phone, so it's not on the... I could do the same thing with a timer on my phone. Do a countdown. You can actually do that on Google. If you go to Google, I think it's timer and then how long you want it to be. It'll open a timer on the page. Good morning. But the word sprint idea. So I should be home in time to get some breakfast before I head off to therapy. I'm trying to think. I do need to go to the grocery store. I'm trying to remember what it was that I forgot yesterday that I needed to get. And there was something. It's a beautiful morning. It is quite chilly. I was rather chilly starting out. I got warmed up going east because it was the sun is still far enough around that it shines in on the western walk. The eastern walk wasn't far enough around. I had mostly shade coming back, so the last half mile has been pretty shady. Just broken out onto the end of the park. So sun's up. It's going to be another hot one today, I think. It's going to cool off as the week rolls along, which doesn't break my heart at all. I'm reading Jeb Gary's new Comma Corp. Interesting, love it, fun. I love this universe, the Comma Corp universe that she's created. It's a pip. I can't remember if this is the third one or the fourth one. I think it's the third one. I don't know, it doesn't matter. They're all good. Audrey Fay, I said Deborah Geary, but Audrey Fay. I did it. I made it. I'm back. I should have time for breakfast, which is good because I'm so hungry. Here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.